Species Interaction, Part 4. That Jared liked talking was an understatement. Jensen had never heard so much happy chatter come out of somebody. Oh, he had heard the sheer volume of words come out of his sister's teenage mouth, but that was usually peppered with snotty teen girl remarks and endless gossip. Jared's chatter was bubbly and positive. All through preening, Jared chit-chatted about whatever popped into his head. It was almost like he wanted Jensen to know all about him, even though they'd just met. Even if his wings looked like they'd had a cat go after them, he didn't seem to be in any sort of mental peril. Not that Jensen was an expert on psychological workings, but Jared hadn't denied that anything had happened, and he didn't know the guy well enough to call bullshit on his explanations about his aggressive treatment towards his wings. The rest of Jared's body was in fantastic shape, and that Jensen could attest to with some surety. For the first time in forever, he actually spent time in the flight muscle care class instead of shooting the breeze in the professor's lounge. It was weird, because his professor had almost seemed giddy about Jensen spending time doing something that he was basically ready to teach the class on. In Jensen's mind, it would have made more sense to pair Jared up with another student, but the faculty all seemed adamant that Jared work only with one student. It was apparently just the way things work around here. All of the good tables were taken, and it was sort of hilarious to see Jared cram his huge frame on an old style and not that comfortable-looking model. But the table did its job well enough. It got Jared into the right position so that he could droop his wings over his arms and shoulders and expose as much of his back to Jensen as possible. His muscles were strong and a touch on the tense side, but certainly not abused. There was a little pulling on his left flank, and Jensen did his best not to comment on that. It was obviously caused because of the extra exertion from some missing flight feathers. Somehow he didn't think that lecturing Jared about it would do any good, and he didn't want to alienate the guy. It was an honor to be selected for a committed training partner, and Jensen wasn't going to mess that up. He might have gotten into school as a pity case, but he'd obviously impressed somebody enough with his work. Unless, of course, Jared was just there as a spy to figure out some way to expel Jensen without causing a ruckus. That made more sense. All of the notes that the faculty had taken weren't sufficient, so they put some poor kid at Jensen's mercy with instructions to report anything suspicious. The thought both angered and saddened Jensen, and he took a moment to center himself before he started to work on Jared's muscles. His touch was heavy when he started on Jared's back. It was a result of not having gotten all of the irritation out of his own system, but the seraph made happy grunting noises, so Jensen knew that he wasn't hurting his partner. After a few moments, Jared's wings started stretching, and his feathers fluffed out. It would have been a beautiful sight if not for the missing patches, and Jensen had to call on all his professionalism to ignore the stares of the other students. They had already been curious enough when Jensen actually showed up to attend class. He didn't need them snooping into Jared's business, and acknowledging their stares might scare off the less abrasive, but it could also create a confrontation with those who hadn't the sense to be ashamed at the gawking. The last thing Jensen needed was more stress in his life from getting into an argument with some snot-nosed kid that had gotten into the academy on his first try. More than that, he didn't want Jared to have more attention focused on him than necessary. Jensen had known the pain of being that awkward teenager that was the first to have a serious acne breakout in high school. Even though he had matured into a man that most people would call handsome or even sexy, the stares and whispers of his classmates were all too easy to remember. He could easily imagine how much worse it must be to have people talk about something that they perceived to be your fault, instead of just plain biology giving you the finger. Jensen felt oddly protective of the younger seraph. Obviously, Jared was an adult, but while his wings were well taken care of, aside from the obvious missing feathers, his body carried a lot of tension for somebody of his age. The tension and missing plumage seemed to indicate some unusual stress, and Jensen knew all about stress, especially the kind that family and loved ones just couldn't understand, because to them, your life was pretty good. Jensen decided that it was some sort of odd kinship that he felt towards Jared. He could remember being the weird outsider when he was working on his human physical therapy degree. He could remember the stares from his classmates and even the occasional jab of species bigotry whispered behind his back. There were salacious comments made about his sexuality that were made worse by the fact that he wasn't entirely certain that they weren't true. While the stares of his classmates weren't the kind that Jensen had faced in college, the feeling of being watched and judged was familiar enough. He could tell by the way that Jared's muscles kept tensing and twitching that Jared didn't like being stared at. Who would? His own sister would hate to be seen having a bad hair day, and Jared's wings were so much worse, even if, ironically, his hair was actually quite nice. Gently, Jensen traced his fingers around the places where Jared's wings melded into the smooth skin of his back. Jared whimpered at the touch right before the skin on the back of his neck flushed red. Jensen chuckled a little before saying, "It's normal." Jared groaned in an unhappy way, and instead of trying to bury his face in his arms like a human would, his whole right wing stretched up to cover his head. Jensen suspected he would have buried his face in it if it was possible at the angle he was lying at.
"It's mortifying," came Jared's muffled response.
"That too," Jensen agreed.
"But still, it's normal. You're in distress, it feels good, and you appear to be in otherwise good health."
"You sound like a doctor," Jared accused as his wing dropped and his tomato-red face peered back over his shoulder.
"I'm close enough to one," Jensen said dismissively as he began to work on Jared's muscles again,
this time tracing over the ones that ran away from his wings and curved to attach along the sides of his ribs. The muscles were thin and wiry, barely perceptible to the eye when they flexed under the skin of even the fittest Seraph. They were there nonetheless. Their tiny fibers enabled a Seraph to take flight from a standstill on a busy street instead of having to scale something to gain loft. It was a physiological wonder how so small a muscle group could provide such strength, and Jensen had spent hours of his childhood watching television specials and reading books, trying to understand them. Jensen had only ever felt a mock-up of the muscles before. His human college had barely covered the physiology of flight muscles, and the hospital that he had been interning at had referred all Seraph cases away to academy-trained therapists. He knew the structure of the muscles intimately, had known it since he first studied anatomy in high school, but it was different to feel the real thing.
"You're really good at that," Jared moaned,
although the moan wasn't one of pleasure so much as drowsy contentment. For a second, Jensen had an odd desire to hear the mortifying whimper of Jared's earlier arousal, before he stamped down on such an inappropriate desire with a ruthless zeal. That kind of thinking went beyond unprofessional into the seriously creepy zone, especially when he had just met the guy. Still, once Jensen's inappropriate urge was dealt with, the fact that Jared had gone from tense and strung out to practically being a puddle in such a short time was sort of funny.
"You falling asleep on me?" Jensen asked, not bothering to hide the amusement in his voice.
"Mm-hmm," Jared replied.
"I'm not going to try to drag your giant carcass to wing painting if you fall asleep. I might be big for a human, but I couldn't carry your body, let alone your wing weight. I don't care how lightweight your bone structure is to enable flight," Jensen half told and half scolded him.
"You calling me fat?" Jared slurred.
"Depends. Is there any fat left on your body that I could actually find?" Jensen shot back.
Jared didn't verbally respond, but the wiggle he did with his ass was answer enough. Jensen didn't bother passing up the obvious invitation and swatted Jared's behind. The Seraph let out a yelp that was so far from indignant that it wouldn't have been allowed on a soap opera as acting. "You're an abusive human," Jared accused. "And you're a liar. That felt like solid muscle down there." Jared turned to look over his shoulder at Jensen, grinned, and wiggled his eyebrows. "Why, thank you, Mr. Ackles." Jensen rolled his eyes and pushed at Jared's shoulder to get him to settle back down. "At least you're awake now." "I am," Jared agreed. Jensen worked for a while in silence before pronouncing Jared done. A quick look at the clock showed that class wasn't due to stop for another 10 minutes, so he kept stroking over his work to look busy. Just standing there would be awkward, and Jared didn't seem to be complaining. "Do you want to be a doctor?" Jared asked softly.
"Why do you ask that?"
"Because you're in the program, and a lot of humans want in the program so that they can get a better certification, or study us. Not," Jared spat out quickly, "that there is anything wrong with that. Not in an academic sense, and not in a, you know, creepy scientist way. Like, if you don't study humans and their biology and psychology, you can't help them, right?" Frowning, Jensen nodded and paused the movement of his hands. Then he realized that Jared couldn't exactly see him nod, so he opened his mouth to speak.
"I understand what you're saying," he started out with, "and I agree with you. But if you're asking about me specifically, I can't tell you why I wanted so badly to be here. I've got some vague goals and ambition, sure, but I just always wanted to be here, you know?"
"Yeah," Jared replied. Jensen wasn't sure if it was an agreement or just an acknowledgement, but there didn't seem to be any judgment in the tone.
"What about you?"
Jensen asked, as he once again started tracing the lines of Jared's muscles.
"Me? I don't know. I'm kind of searching right now. We don't really... God, this sounds stupid, but we don't really choose a career path until we're mated, you know? We need to be at one with our spouse before our path is clear, because we can't be at odds with each other or something."
Jared's shoulders shrugged, but the line of the muscles around them tensed. It was a clear sign that Jared was waiting for Jensen to pass sentence on his words. It was odd that Jared would care so much about what Jensen thought, but then again, he wasn't exactly in the place to be pointing fingers. He'd been trying way too hard to please all of his instructors and all of the staff since he'd gotten admitted to the academy. He'd spent the whole time trying to prove his worth to them. Clearing his throat, Jensen said,
"I thought I read something about that once, but you know how psychologists are. There was this whole debate sort of thing, and it's hard to know what is truth and what isn't."
"Yeah, well, it's true. It's just some nice weird thing that goes on in our brains, along with obsessive and freaky feather plucking," Jared said with a bitter tone. Jensen was saved from commenting by the class ending. Although Jared had admittedly held low expectations for Jensen, he had always had the ability to acknowledge when he was wrong. It wasn't a Seraph thing. No, his species, or breed of human, depending on what philosopher you were talking to, had the same problem with confessing error that any old human did. It was just a Jared thing. He'd never seen the purpose in denying his incorrect assumptions. After the massage Jensen had given him, complete with concession that Jensen also was uncertain of his true path, Jared was cheerfully taking the blame for his stubborn preconceptions. Jensen was awesome. He was pretty and talented and intelligent. That and his hands were the hands of a god. Between preening and muscle care, Jared felt better than he had in ages.
possibly better than he ever had, but there were parts of his early childhood that he couldn't remember any more than anybody else could, so he couldn't state it with absolute certainty. Wing painting was Jensen's last class of the day, and Jared felt a pang of sorrow as he followed the human along the school hallways. As much as he'd like to sweep Jensen off his feet and take him off to start nesting somewhere, there was no doubt in his mind that the overture would be unappreciated. It was too soon, by human standards, to begin talk of mating. It was even too soon to try to wheedle some additional time out of Jensen's schedule for a cup of coffee. Even if Jensen was the kind of human who believed in love at first sight and was apt to throw caution to the wind, their society dictated that they wait an appropriate amount of time before having a second meeting. Part of Jared bemoaned the loss of the old days. Back then it would have been acceptable to abduct your one and fly them off to your nest to begin wooing them. A seraph was rarely mistaken when they made the decision of mating. There could be doubt and concern before the decision was made, but after that it was only the deluded or psychotic who would take an unfit and ultimately unwilling human to nest with. The problems had always come from the friends and families of the human mate, and those problems had only intensified with the integration of their two societies. It was, after all, hard to hide away with your beloved when your nest's location was located in the city directory. Idly, Jared wandered around Jensen's workstation as the human pulled out his painting supplies. The feathers on display over Jensen's workstation were lightly tinted. They weren't the extravagant pieces of art that some humans could produce, but what Jared saw warmed his heart more than any inspired work of art ever could. Over and over again, Jensen had picked out colors from Jared's family crest. There were even some patterns that were reminiscent of the symbols of his clan. Even if Jared hadn't already been sure of his intent to pursue Jensen, the paintings would have sealed the deal. It didn't matter that Jensen's talents clearly did not lie in painting. The rest of him was perfect just as it was.
"So I was thinking," Jensen started, "that we should just do a little experimenting right now. I'm not the absolute best at this, and I don't want to do something to unbalance your flight load."
Jared turned away from the display pieces to quirk an amused eyebrow at Jensen.
"You think that a little paint is going to unbalance me? Do I look like I'm 90 and need a good updraft to get me off the ground?"
Jensen blushed and shrugged, but he didn't open his mouth to take back the insult or correct Jared's assumption. Instead, he said,
"Look, your muscles are tight from compensating for the missing feathers, and I don't like the idea of causing them more stress. It's maybe a physical therapist thing, but I don't think I should be sacrificing your health and comfort for my personal studies. Besides, I don't know about how vain you are, but I'm not all that good at this. I'll probably end up painting arrows to your bald spots."
Jared's wings flared out of their own accord.
"They aren't bald, they're just thinned." "Yeah, and that's what Uncle Mort said about his male pattern baldness at the last family reunion," Jensen teased back.
Jared didn't respond at first, and Jensen's face started to turn an unflattering shade of red.
"I didn't mean to offend you, I just... sometimes my mouth runs ahead of me, and I say the wrong things."
Finally, Jared allowed himself to smile back at Jensen. To add effect, he flared out his pitiful wings and posed like some runway supermodel in Paris.
"It's okay," he said, all fake bravado and ego. "I know that I'm awesome."
"You fucker," Jensen accused as he turned around to fiddle with his paints again. "I thought I'd really upset you."
"Fair game for the rubdown you gave me earlier. Thought I was going to die of embarrassment, man."
"That was not my fault," Jensen told him. "You, on the other hand, did that on purpose."
Yeah, I did. You were adorable, by the way. Red's a good color on you.
Jared said as he swaggered over to plop down on the stool provided for him. He heard Jensen groan and drag some supplies around, and mutter something about immature college boys all being the same. All right, change of plans. You are getting chartreuse stickmen all over your wings. It'll be modern expressionism of cavemen paintings, Jensen threatened as he tugged at Jared to position him. Jared glanced over his shoulder to see that Jensen truly was armed with the threatened color of paint and a very large paintbrush. The human's face was set stoically, but the edges of his eye and mouth were twitching, obviously trying to fight back the beginning of a smile. It was a challenge, and Jared might be smitten, but he was also a guy. He wasn't about to throw in the towel.
"Bring it, Shorty," he taunted. After all, he could always stop on the way home to get some paint remover.